This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's good to have with me here on our intercession program here on BPN Radio. It's good to have a member of Breakout Radio Church. Rosemary McWilliams is with us today. She was born and raised in a small town in beautiful northern Minnesota. She was raised as a Catholic, but had a born-again experience in the 1970s Jesus movement, which swept across that state. She enrolled in respiratory therapy school and eventually graduated with a B.S. degree from Wayland Baptist University with honors. She worked in the medical field for 35 years as a registered respiratory therapist. During this time, she wrote her first book, Airtight Pulmonary Function Test, which is an instruction handbook to help those who administer breathing tests. This book and the four to follow were the fruit of a prophetic word she writes received from Dale Gentry on October the 20th, 2008. The word from the Lord at that time was, you have an incredible gift to communicate and interact with people from different languages and different cultures and different backgrounds. Rosemary retired from the medical field in 2014. She and her husband, Chaplain Mark McWilliams, moved from Texas to sunny Arizona, where she continues to write. Her latest book is entitled Intercessory Prayer Journal, which has proven to be a timely journal popular to many as a tool for prayer. Her desire is to equip the saints, young and old, seasoned and new believers in the discipline of prayer. She shares what the Lord has taught her, seeking and hearing his voice, growing spiritually through personal prayer and meditation on scriptures. Rosemary, good to have you on BPN with me today.
Thank you, Pastor Dale. It's good to be here.
Well, we've been looking forward to having you on the program, and it's an honor, of course, to have you as a member of Breakout Radio Church, you and your husband. And I'm also excited about your new prayer journal, Intercessory Prayer Journal by R.K. McWilliams. And I want you to know that I've had my copy now for maybe, two or three weeks. And I'm already filling it out, and I'm using it as a prayer companion. I had all of my prayer requests were on my iPhone, and suddenly, some way, that prayer list disappeared. So now I'm having to redo my daily prayer list, but I've got it in hand now. I've got a hard copy, and I'm putting all those prayer requests in the intercessory prayer journal that you have written, and it's remarkable. I'm going to give a copy. I've ordered a copy. All the copies got here yesterday. Thank you. I'm going to give a copy to all of my children, grandchildren, as well as my my team here at BPN Radio. So, wow, what prompted you to write this write the Intercessory Prayer Journal?
Well, it was my own need that prompted me to do this. For many years, since the 90s, I've been journaling as I would pray. I would, and then the Lord would speak words to me, and I wanted to write those down. I wanted to save them. I wanted to write down all the people I was praying for salvation. I wanted photos of them so I could lay hands on the photos. And there's just something about that when you have their face in front of you and you're praying for them, it moves your heart and it moves your spirit. And so it really, the desire came out of my own need, mm-hmm. and in the direction that the Lord was teaching me how to pray.
Oh, it's wonderful. You've got about 9 different sections I see in the prayer journal. I'm looking at it right now. people that we need to pray for salvation, and then a place for photos, people's pictures. That's brilliant. Interceding for others, prayers for my country and those in authority. Of course, I have President Trump, Vice President Pence, my governor, my senators. And then, of course, there's a place for personal prayers, meditation on the Word. And today, the Holy Spirit just gave me a special scripture from 2 Chronicles. And I wrote that down, and then it's great. And then a place where the Holy Spirit is speaking. And I've already written several places where the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me in my prayer times. And just holding this prayer journal open and saying, Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to me today is a great release of faith. And then you have prophetic words that have been given. That is a place to write. And then spiritual growth memory verses. Wow. And then, of course, you have why pray. So evidently you really believe that prayer works.
Yes, sir, I do. Ever since I was very small, far back as I can remember, I would kneel by my bed. My mother was a praying woman, and she helped us to pray. And it was always in my heart to pray for my family, to mm-hmm. pray. And I know that was from the Lord, and He developed that throughout the years. As I grew spiritually. I ended up in Texas at a wonderful church, Trinity Fellowship Church, with Pastor Jimmy Evans, and they are a church of prayer. So I've really developed this desire even more, and my ability to hear the Lord develops through that. And of course, what the first thing is the intimacy with the Lord. Mm-hmm. As I got established and got my there was a time in my life where I actually had a prayer room that was designated for nothing but prayer. Mm-hmm. And I now have a prayer room again, and I have my prayer chair that I go to, and I am diligent. You know, the Bible says that the disciples, they were Jesus' disciples, and that means disciplined one. Mm-hmm. And when we are disciplined, this is a requirement for us as we come to the Lord and we seek His face, we humble ourselves before Him, and He comes to those who draw near to Him. He said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. This book, Intercessory Prayer Journal, has become a tool of discipline. It helps. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Does it matter if you've been a seasoned intercessor or a brand new believer? I have friends here that are brand new believers using this manual. And it's from the Lord. It's from heaven. And I know that it is a tool for such a time as this.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that, Rosemary, and I believe many, many people are going to order one of your intercessory prayer journals, and I highly recommend that, and we'll give the people an opportunity to find out how to order. But it is a discipline factor that once you take that in your hand, then you have something you can read, write on, and it accompanies my Bible. So it's very, very great. It's a brilliant idea, the best I've ever seen in my all of my years in leading prayer. So very, very thankful. And even though we have never met personally, I know that you have followed this ministry for a long time. I know that you are one of our prayer leaders at on Breakout Prayer Network, and you have been praying with me for some time. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. As soon as we heard about Let's Pray America, it stirred my husband and my heart, because this has been a desire of ours to see a spiritual awakening in this country, to see the Lord pour out His Spirit on the people. And so we have been praying with you every morning, just regularly, and getting the word out. It doesn't matter what state we're in, where we're at. We talk about it, about Breakout Prayer Ministry. We talk about Let's Pray America, mm-hmm. and because that is something that we believe in. My husband is very prophetic as well, and he's, in fact, he just gave me a word 2 minutes before we got on the air, and it was so moving, it made me cry. So we relate to your ministry, as a minister of the Lord, too, and revival has been in our hearts.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I know that prayer works, and I know it's not just something that we say, but it really works. And I'm thankful that you have a place in your intercessory prayer journal that you can put down when the prayers were started, and then when they were answered. So that is very good. And so I gave you a prophetic word at a church in Amarillo several years ago. I understand you talk about that in the intercessory prayer journal. And of course, I believe that one word from God can change our lives forever. And so in response to that, you started writing some books. And how many books have you written?
Five, and the sixth is on the way.
Oh, wow. So, I've briefly read, of course, I've got your intercessory prayer journal, but here in my studios, I have your your Blood Moon book, number one and number two, and I've read just a little bit of those books, and you are an excellent writer, and I'm looking forward to reading both of those novels.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate that.
And just reading some of the pages, I believe those are very prophetic books also.
Yes, I tried to, actually I wrote them for my family, and it's because some of them like science fiction, but mm-hmm. I wanted to incorporate a lot of Christian symbolism into the books, and in fact, in the first book, someone actually gets born again, so I've learned a lot about writing through writing those two books as well.
Yeah. Well, so evidently you've been writing for some time.
Yes, sir. I got your prophetic word back in October of 2008 at Amarillo Fellowship
mm-hmm.
Church.
And Pastor Richie Brown.
At that time, I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. At the time?
At that time, you said that I have an incredible gift to communicate and interact with people from different languages, different cultures, and different backgrounds. Well, it was 4 years after that that I wrote my first book. Wow. And then ever since then, I've been writing it. There's more to come because it's a gift from the Lord. I believe in that prophetic word.
Yeah.
When I get a prophetic word, I believe in sitting down and praying over that.
Yes.
Because I know that it's God's will for my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just continue to pray every mm-hmm. day, and then soon after it manifests in my life, and I know that I'm in His will.
Yeah. Well, of course, this is, and I certainly concur, I agree. And of course, BPN Radio, which stands for Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio, that's what we're all about. We're about prayer. And, the Lord gave me a vision years ago after 1996, actually, when I started the Breakout Prayer Network. And the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture from Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. And the Lord gave me this word to mobilize 1,000 points of light to pray for another spiritual awakening, revivals in America. And I had a vision of this, of these signboards all across America, letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com. And so early on, of course, I began to call America to pray. And one day I believe there will be those signs all across America as you enter different cities. that says letspreyamerica.com, because I certainly believe I believe in my president, Donald Trump. I don't agree with him that he's going to make America great again. I know that only God can do that. But I'm thankful that he is leading this nation. But our only hope, of course, is for revival. And Rosemary, I'm gonna have you to pray a while. However the Holy Spirit leads you, I'll set myself in agreement. And I'll play some worship music, and you can pray. And also, I want us to remember Israel, because this is the week of the beginning of the Six-Day War in Israel. And it was an incredible victory. It was an incredible confirmation of the Holy Spirit, what God was doing in the favor upon the Holy Land. And I remember exactly where I was when it was announced that the Six-Day War had begun. And I was in a meeting in East Texas. Gene and I were leading a revival meeting there in our first year of full-time ministry. And I just was amazed at the victory that was obtained there. So we want to celebrate the victory that Israel had in the Six-Day War. Pray for Israel. Pray for America. And however the Holy Spirit leads you, Rosemary, I'll play some worship music, and you can pray, and those that are listening today will join you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You go for it.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we exalt who you are. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. We call on your mercy today, Lord. You said that you will have mercy on whom you will have mercy, and compassion on whom you will have compassion. Choose us today, Lord, that you would have mercy upon your children. And hear our prayers as we humble ourselves before a holy God. Lord, we pray today for a spiritual awakening across this land and across this whole world, with fires of the Holy Ghost igniting in cities from the smallest to the largest. God, we agree with Pastor Dale for prayers and signs. Letspreyamerica.com. We agree in prayer and ask for your mercy, your compassion. Father, we pray Isaiah 45:8 today. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the sky pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together.
Yes, Lord.
I, the Lord, have created it. We ask that you would just speak the word, that we may be healed. God, touch the people of our country. Give intercessors wisdom and strategies to pray, especially at key times. Father, draw your saints together in agreement, pouring prayers into heaven, seeking your compassionate hand. We pray for the generations to follow, that they may freely know the God of creation in the days to come. Father, bless Pastor Dale and Gene Gentry and the BPN staff who work tirelessly to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Fill their cup with favor from God and man as they give their lives in your service. Father, we pray for mobilization and multiplication today. Father, that you would mobilize an army, a great end-time army of prayer warriors, of those who are seeking you, those who will be strong in the faith. God, I pray for your righteousness,
yes, Lord,
to pour down from the skies.
Yes.
We pray for Israel. I lift up Israel. God, you're the love, that the land that you love. I pray, Father, for favor for the Holy Land. I pray, God, that you would surround them as a shield. I pray, Father, for your goodness, Lord, and your mercy for Israel. God, you said that we were to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So we ask for that shalom over Jerusalem today. And I think about my friend, a 91-year-old Holocaust survivor, Mike, and I pray for him and the thousands of Jewish people today that may not know you as Messiah, And I pray, God, for your presence to wash over their very existence, that you would draw them to the cross of Jesus Christ, that you would draw them, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would have mercy once again on those who you would have mercy and compassion on those with whom you would have compassion. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in this time, in this earth. I thank you, God, that for this tool, this intercessory prayer journal that you have placed into our hands for such a time as this. So I thank you, God, that you are doing mighty things with this journal, because I believe, Lord, that you said multiplication will occur, but it is for your purpose, your heavenly purpose, God. It is a perfect gift that came from the Father of lights, and this gift is to us. It is a gift that will change things, because, Lord, you said that prayer changes people, prayer changes things, prayer changes nations, and prayer changes lives. And that's what we're calling on you today for, God, that we would see lives changed, people's lives changed, that we would see nations changed, and that the glory of God would inhabit the earth. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And I set myself in agreement with you, Rosemary, concerning your prayer petitions today. And I know that we are a force in the earth as we pray. And I just agree for another spiritual awakening in America. I believe that God does things in threes. And there's something about threes, something about the Trinity. Something about 3 days, 3 weeks, something about 3 years, or something about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We've had two spiritual awakenings in America. I believe a third one, it's on its way. And we right now, of course, are in a lot of spiritual warfare. But I believe that God is, the Lord is a man of war, and he's going to help us. And I believe that God is going to turn things around because of the intercessions, because of the prayers of agreement of his people. And I'm so thankful to have you on today and that you're a part of our 1,000 Prayer Leaders prayer team, a part of Breakout Radio Church. And I want to encourage everyone that is listening today to get one of your intercessory prayer journals. I've gotten one for every member of my family. And I would just encourage everybody to buy one for you and maybe for your companion, every member of your family. How can people get a prayer journal?
Well, if they want just one, the quickest and easiest way is to go to Amazon.com, and you can put my author name into the search bar, which is R.K. McWilliams, and my books will pop up.
Okay.
That is the quickest and easiest way. There's also, if you wanted to get more than one, and this is what I'm finding, is families, you know, they'll purchase one, but then they want their brothers and their sisters and their aunts and their grandchildren to have one.
Sure.
So if you want quantity, the best would be, and I can give a discount for quantity, more than 10 or more.
Okay.
So just shoot me an email at rkmcwilliamsbooks@gmail.com.
rkmcwilliamsbooks@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I can have them shipped to your door. And I can also invoice via PayPal. So if somebody wanted to use a credit card, that would be, or just send me a check. We can work that out. So,
okay. Well, I'm wanting to emphasize this because I know that people will be blessed. I wholeheartedly endorse the Intercessory Prayer Journal. I'm not getting a cut. I'm not getting a percentage to announce this, but I just want people to be blessed because I know you've taken the time, and the prayer journal is so incredible that I'd like for everyone to have a copy. And Rosemary, thank you for being on today. Really appreciate it. And thank you for being a part of the prayer team. We're going to keep praying, and I look forward to having you back on again to see how things are going with you. God bless you and your husband, Mark. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much, Pastor Dale. Okay. It's been an honor.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed, and those who bear his name would humbly seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own way? And what would happen if we prayed for those raised up to lead the way? Then maybe kids in school could play, and unborn children see light of day. What if the light that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed, and those who bear his name would humbly seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own? If only we would pray.
If my people called by my name, if they humble themselves and pray, if my people called by my name,
sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, for it is our reasonable service, and that we are not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, and in so doing, we then perform not only what is the good and the acceptable, but the perfect will of God. Lord, my desire right now is to lay everything down as a living sacrifice. Tonight, Lord, I ask you to take my life.
am I so afraid of the dark, but I stray from the light. I wanna know why you gave me eyes when faith is how I see. And tell me, is it easier to doubt or harder to believe? Oh, there's so many questions stirring in me, and I'm wondering why. Sometimes the truth ain't easy to find. I wanna know all the answers, but I'm learning that these things take time. Yeah, these things take time. How can success make us feel like failures? In the harder we fall, the harder we try. The more I have, the more I need, just to feel like I'm getting by. Oh, there's so many questions and one short life, and I'm wondering why. Sometimes the truth ain't easy to find. I wanna know all the answers, but I'm learning that.
Lives in good.
shores, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age, he stands.
Virginia.